Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No, 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 no!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
An eventful first hour.
Yes, very good. Very good first hour. I liked it.
We had...
Sometimes I don't like it.
We had Bigfoot, Chupacabra, Nazis.
Seriously?
My dead dad haunting... Home. I was a
you
lot.
Know sweet baseball swings.
Sweet baseball
Damian
swings.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah,
the
there's a lot going on in the 3 o'clock hour.
Do you know what the biggest upset of hour one was?
What?
Our resident Jewish man, Mike Lynch.
Yeah.
Defending
the Nazi
salute. Who had that in the bingo?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm not certain. I mean, there's you never know. You never know what you're getting on this program. You really don't.
I don't know. When I watched the video, it seemed like a mistake.
I just have always preferred the whites.
All right, so coming up here, what were we going to do here? Oh, I want to talk about Darius Geis for a sec, but we'll get to that. The SEC football schedule got released.
Yes.
Kind of a news dump type thing, like Friday night at 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or 4. Well, back east.
Back east.
It was like 5 o'clock. And so it's not all that interesting because, well,
it's just the SEC.
Yeah, it's just the SEC. But one thing I wanted to point out was, you know, they've listed here the two additional opponents added to each team's schedule, which probably doesn't matter because they won't play anyway. But, I wanted to point out and laugh at Missouri because
just because it's Missouri.
Yes. The two additional games they got were Alabama and LSU. And I think that serves them right.
You think there's someone in there that just hates Missouri like the rest of us, and they're like, watch this.
Totally.
Let me ask you.
Arkansas got Georgia and Florida.
That's not good. But in the entire country, right, if you had to put together two crossover games, there's no worse two teams to get in any division, in any conference, other than Alabama and LSU. Imagine if you're Oregon, right? And you're like, hey, we got to get some crossover games because Oregon added what? Utah and who was the other one they got? Or they just had to add one?
No,
right?
Just one. Yeah.
Just one.
Because they already played nine.
Yeah, so they added Utah. Imagine if Oregon had to add two and they're like, hey, by the way, they weren't scheduled, but now you get Alabama and LSU. You're like, oh, that's wonderful.
So do you think that's conspiracy?
At least if Oregon, like you're good, like you've got a puncher's chance maybe against one of those guys. But you're Missouri? Have fun with that.
What about conspiracy that Alabama and LSU and Georgia get...
Arkansas and Missouri?
Well, Alabama got Kentucky and Missouri.
Yeah.
LSU got Missouri and Vanderbilt.
Well, that's the one.
And Georgia got Mississippi State and Arkansas.
Yeah. Well...
And then Arkansas gets Georgia and Florida.
Are they saying that this was just put together randomly?
Oh,
because I didn't see an explanation for it. I know when they were talking about originally... No. They said that they were kicking around different ideas of how they were going to do this. And so I don't know if this was just randomly generated or exactly how you came up with it.
It looks like one of the cross division opponents was already on each team's schedule. The other one, they just say, is rotating.
Oh.
So they probably just moved ahead to the next schedule next year and moved that game up,
so
maybe.
You just happened to get Bama and LSU.
Yeah, happened to. Uh-huh.
Well, look.
I'm going to buy into the conspiracy.
Does anyone believe that we're going to get an SEC title game or a college football playoff anyways? Look, I think if you told me right now you're going to get 8 games, I'd take it. 8 games, I'll take it. And the bowl game, I mean, maybe we'll have a vaccine by then, but, you know, stuff can change over the course of months. But right now, look, I think you're hard-pressed to get a regular season in, let alone playoffs.
Playoffs?
I don't have any fans in the stands anyways.
Playoffs? So Darius Geis is the running back for Washington?
Yes. Well, he was.
The Redskins.
He was.
Wait, can I call him Redskins?
No, you cannot. They're the team formerly known as the Redskins or just the Washington football team.
That's what they said. Their official name is the Washington football team.
Yeah, and on their helmets, I guess they're just going to have the, like, Alabama. It's just going to be the...
Really?
Yeah, Redskin color. The colors aren't going to change. Wherever they're the Red Wolves or the Red Tails or whatever, the colors are staying the same. And this year they're just stripping the logo off and it's going to be a yellow, the stripes, huh, and then the numbers, Alabama style.
Boy, they can really screw up anything, right? Like, why don't you just wait to change the name until you are able to actually trademark the name?
I feel like it was pretty imperative just to get rid of
it.
Yeah,
I think everyone, I think it was one of those like.
Yeah, I mean, like probably 10 years ago, yeah. 15, 20 years ago, they should have changed that. So.
You gotta, I think there, well, was, I that, there was definitely a push to, like, you got to do it now.
But what's another year? The Indians are not doing it now.
Sure.
What's another year? I mean, just get rid of it. It's,
well, yeah, get rid of it, but now they don't have a name.
Well, they're the Washington football team. Who cares either if they don't have a name?
Either that or pick a new name. Like, you may want, like, yeah. I don't know, whatever they're. Whatever's already trademarked that they want,
sure.
You may want that, but they don't want to pay for it. So just find another name.
Well,
get a damn team name.
Washington FC.
Can't play as Washington football team.
Actually,
you're embarrassing.
They are. Well, they are embarrassing, but they've always been embarrassing.
Well, that's what I mean.
They
can screw up anything.
Yes.
Now, in this instance, Darius Geis was arrested on domestic violence charges.
Yeah, he has been charged with 1 count of strangulation, a felony, as well as 3 counts of assault and battery and 1 count of destruction of property. And that is according to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department.
And look at everybody's got a, you know, camera phone. They've got pictures of him being arrested outside there, and he's got the cuffs on. I don't know what happened, but
he turned himself in.
Washington already cut him.
Yeah, they weren't. Well, I think right now, if you're Washington, and
they kind of have to.
This is why they brought in. They are putting Ron Rivera in front and center in this. And the whole point of this is there is a cultural change going on. They hired some big high profile female attorney to do the internal investigation. They're hiring a couple people, females and minorities, to go into front office positions. And this is the whole thing that Dan Snyder, and look, whether he's forced to or not, and whether it's genuine or not, I give them credit that they realize that there is a problem here and they've buried their head in the sand for too long and they're trying to do something about it. And I do think that the Redskins, the team formerly known as the Redskins, are taking the 100% stance of zero policy, zero leeway here. They are going to, they're just going to have to for a while in order to try to, you know, usher in a new culture. Because when's the last time you saw a good player in the NFL get arrested and then be cut immediately? If it's not like his like 17th arrest. In fact, the Redskins, they're the ones, Reuben Foster, remember the linebacker at Alabama, kept getting arrested. He got cut by the Niners after his 3rd or 4th arrest, and the Redskins were waiting there with open arms to say, come here. We'll put our arms around you. And now, you know, they're cutting their running back right after he got arrested. So maybe it is a new leaf being turned over by the team formerly known as the Redskins.
Was he a first round pick?
I think he was a second round pick. I think he was a second round pick.
He's supposed to be really good. And he tore his ACL.
Second round, 2018.
All right, well, sayonara, buddy.
Well, and again,
good luck to you.
It's his fault for being arrested and for being hurt. Because you wonder if he wasn't hurt and he was a proven commodity, maybe they wouldn't. But like they're. I get what they're doing, and it's a good thing. It's better than the old ways.
Well, there's never any shortage of Washington team headlines, man. I saw today that Dan Snyder filed a $10 million lawsuit against the company that reported he was in was wrapped up with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah,
trafficking.
This was a British company, right?
Yeah,
I think it was a British paper or something over there.
I thought it was China.
Was it
but
China?
Maybe it's British.
So
I get those two confused.
When the story was breaking, was it the Washington Post that had it, right?
The WAPO?
I think it was the WAPO. They
I
have
guess that newspaper I can't read because it's
because it's behind a paywall. Yeah,
yeah.
WAPO.
I'm pretty certain that it was. That's, the...
Isn't that Bezos's paper? He owns that.
Yes.
And he still charges us for it. That rich
really, he
bastard.
Just cashed out $3 billion in stock. Anywho,
he did?
Yeah, $3 billion.
What's he gonna do with that? Buy a yacht and park it somewhere he doesn't even know where it is.
Buy something
like Prokhorov. He's got remember
three,
that guy?
Yeah, he's got three. Yeah, he didn't know where his yacht was, and he hates yachts. He just bought it because it was the best. Yeah. So when Washington Post was releasing that story, there were all kinds of rumors floating around, and they were like, dude, this is going to eviscerate the Redskins, and Dan Snyder is going to be forced to sell the team. And then the story didn't drop. This went on for like 4 or 5 days. And the more it went on, the more the rumors got ratcheted up. Hey, why isn't this dropping yet? Well, they're worried about lawsuits and they got a fact check. And so it just kept getting worse and worse. And that was one of the two rumors that you heard out there from a bunch of, I mean, it's just internet rumors, but was that he was pimping out cheerleaders, that there was like a prostitution scandal, and then the human trafficking thing. And that goes to the Jeffrey Epstein. Those rumors were out there, and I guess some media company was printing it. And, it was filed in New Delhi, federal court papers in California, Media Arts Worldwide, whose parent company is based in India.
Oh, India.
India.
We were both wrong.
That they knew it was false and designed to malign him using information from posts from Reddit.
From Reddit. Well, hey. I mean, I don't know if he was mixed up with Jeffrey Epstein or not, but that is the right action when you
yeah,
he file wants, a lawsuit. Hey, that's not right. File a lawsuit.
He wants $10 million in damages.
Right. So I don't know. But we know he's a piece of crap anyway, so.
Yes.
But he may not be a sex trafficker. How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
We know he's bad, but apparently he's not that bad.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. And he wasn't pimping out the cheerleaders. He just was allowing creepy men to stare at them topless.
Yeah.
So it's bad.
And in today's day and age.
It's a sliding scale of creeps, right?
I mean, he's borderline hero. All right. PGA Championship update next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we've got in the news coming up next, you guys. All the big news. Got some COVID numbers.
News you can use.
Yeah. Riot talk. Hot riot talk.
I have a riot t-shirt.
Like maybe. Quiet Riot?
No, like it's so.
Remember them?
I do remember Quiet Riot. There is an interesting documentary about them.
Really?
Yeah, like they're all dead except for one guy. I think he's the drummer, and he's trying to go around and be Quiet Riot. And
come on, man!
And it's not working. But it was an interesting. I saw it was like on Showtime, and it's kind of sad and pathetic, but a little interesting. It's kind of like a Spinal Tap thing, but it's for real. Like, he's serious about it.
This sounds terrible, but you kind of want your Quiet Riots of the world to be dead, don't you? I mean, it's like, really? That means they were legit.
Like, you don't,
I mean, you don't
go
wish them death.
You don't want to go see them at like a fair or something?
Well, that, or you don't want to see them like be all normal. That they were Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't wish death. I'm just saying that. It's on brand for them all to be dead at this point.
Quiet Riot should be known as one thing, and that's for mental health, and then it just go away. Like, I had
Bang your head. And Come On, Feel the Noise.
That's true.
Don't forget about that.
Give them those two. Like,
now, name a third Quiet Riot hit.
I don't think you really can. I think it's just those. It's those two, right?
I know one.
What?
Mama, We All Crazy Now. Remember that song?
Yeah, but no, look, they're known for two songs.
That's right.
There's two songs.
But if you want to go deep into their catalog, go three.
Now, I will tell you that when I was like in like the sixth grade, I had a jean jacket. Did you ever get into the buttons?
Of a jean jacket?
Yeah, the little music, like the band pins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the pins. Like, yeah, those were a thing.
Yeah, like Riverview Elementary School, Vancouver, Washington, fifth, sixth grade. Boy, I had a Levi's denim jacket. And I pinned the hell out of that thing. And you better believe that I had a Quiet Riot. Like in the straitjacket and the little metal mask, I had one of those pins. I also had a Rat pin and a Twisted Sister pin.
Yeah, man.
It was a strange, confusing time for fifth and sixth grade Jason Sakanik.
By the way, do you know that on the song Come On, Feel the Noise?
Yeah.
You know how they spelled
the
first word, right?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not C-O-M-E.
Right. It was the alternative spelling of, just wanted to point that out.
Yes.
So he didn't know.
Yeah, the main guy died. And it's a big controversy. Go back and look it up. I'll try to find the.
I'm not sure I care enough yet.
No,
it's I don't.
It's an interesting kind of sad look at a band trying to hold on, but there's all kinds of those bands now that are just holding on for dear life that were relevant for like 3 years, like in 1984. Like you think about like Whitesnake or again anything like that. Rat is another one of those.
Somebody said, "Come on, Feel the Noise" was a cover. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Slade. Sang that song. Really? That was Slade. I liked Slade. Do you remember Slade?
Not really.
Run Away. Remember that song?
Okay. I do know that. That's a cover?
Uh-huh. They sang it in the 70s. Yep. Huh. And Quiet Riot redid it.
I did not know that.
So there you go. Learn something new every day.
Who had again?
Golf
tournament. Who had on the bingo card Quiet Riot?
Let's transition from hot Quiet Riot talk to How Tongue Lee talk. Sports radio is getting deep.
Boy, it really is. These are definitely some deep cuts.
This think about that, Mike.
Battleship Change.
Sports Mike. Are back, and yet here we are.
How Tung Lee and Jason Day, 8-under at the PGA Championship. Jason, and they're leading by 2 shots. Daniel Berger, Tommy Fleetwood are 6-under. Fleety's up there.
Yeah,
shot 64 today.
Not a bad little leaderboard. What's LT Gray doing? He was hanging around yesterday.
Well, Day's not done. He's on 12, so he's got a few holes left.
Tiger's 1-under through 7 today.
Yeah, he's 1-under. Bro, DeChambeau shot 70, so he's 2-under. He's going to make the cut, but, you know, he's kind of there. He's all right.
You're giving him a meh.
Yeah, he's all right.
Meh.
But if you want to go like 4-under and up in those, well, maybe go 3-under.
Yeah, Schauffele's there at 5.
You have Woodland.
Ooh, Koepka.
You have Matthew Wolff, Hideki Matsuyama, Koepka, Schauffele, Finau. Alex Noren's been playing well. Paul Casey, Cameron Champ, Daniel Berger, Tommy Fleetwood, Jason Day, and How Tung Lee, which he's never won on tour.
Now, can I fully admit something here?
Never
Up
heard
until
of him.
Today, no idea who the hell he is.
Well, I would imagine that's most people.
Not
I've
a clue.
Seen him a few times out there. He's played in a few majors, but he's never won on tour. He's won a couple European tour events, and
right.
He's from China. China. And so he's leading.
Yeah.
Shot a 67 and then a 65.
A buttery 65.
Very buttery. And then did you see Ricky Fowler whiff a putt today?
What?
China.
No, I did not see Ricky Fowler whiff a putt.
He didn't whiff a putt. He was going to tap in, an easy tap in.
Missed.
And he just kind of hit the top of the ball and didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
And then he tapped in again. Yeah.
Whoops.
We've all done that.
I saw the.
And then, of course, when you and I do it, we're just like, oh, that doesn't
count. Oh, that didn't count.
That doesn't count.
You ever that
it was a par.
You put it on the tee or whatever, you go to address it, and you accidentally, like, you bump it, and you're like, yeah, don't count that.
And then the smart ass behind you goes, one.
One. You're like, F off.
That's an old joke.
Yeah, bite me.
Come up with something better than
I
that.
I did see the Rahmer lose it because there was a photographer in his line of sight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went
He's a hothead.
Yeah, he went on. Oh, he was pissed.
Those Spaniards.
Yeah, so I was just kind of cruising through watching some of the highlights, and he was all pissy and moany because someone had the nerve to stand in his sight line.
Where is Fowler? I'm looking for...
You got to scroll way down. Because I was,
really?
I was kind of looking at the leaderboard, and I'm past... even par, and I did not
there
see
he is. Ricky he shot
Fowler.
A 2-over. He actually ended up shooting 69, should have been 68 with that little flub, but he is right now 1 off the cut line, so which is plus
yeah,
one.
Yeah, plus one.
Yeah. So Spieth, plus one. Some of the other guys that are hanging around. Did we say where Justin, Phil Mickelson, plus one, Bubba Watson. Where's Justin Thomas?
I'm still scrolling. I haven't seen him now.
There he is, 1-under.
I saw, did you see Zach Johnson?
Well, that's another Zach Johnson.
Oh, that's a different Zach Johnson.
Yeah, there are two Zach Johnsons out there.
As I scroll down, I saw Zach Johnson's plus 15, but this is Zach J. Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the real Zach Johnson that won the Masters.
Yeah.
He's actually having a good tournament. Okay. He's 2-under.
I was like, holy crap, Zach, my man.
Yeah.
What you doing?
How about my man Judd Gibb going 77-84?
Judd Gibb.
Out there. That's what I'd shoot.
Clearly.
I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Minus the rough, you know.
Yeah, the roughs. Yeah, like if I played their conditions, I don't know what I'd shoot. But, yeah, Zach J. Johnson shot 82. He's 15 over. Only 3 over for the day. Keeping it together.
I did not know there were 2 Zach Johnsons.
I never heard of this guy. I don't know this guy's deal.
Although I did notice that they did put a J in there. You're not just Zach Johnson. You're Zach J. Johnson.
The other Zach Johnson probably made him do that.
Probably.
Like
whoa,
listen
whoa,
here, man.
Yeah, quit peeing all over my name, man.
You know I've won the Masters, right?
Well, he's got another one, too. Doesn't Zach have... I think he's got two majors, doesn't he?
I don't believe so, but I don't quote me. I'm very bad at remembering how many Masters people or how many majors people have won.
I just know when they haven't won. I'm going to Jim J. Bullock this and say that he's won multiple majors, which is probably, yes.
Two?
Yes.
What else did he win?
He has the Masters in 2007, and then he won the Open Championship in 2015.
The British.
He's tied for third at the PGA and eighth at the U.S. Open.
He won the Masters in 07?
07.
It's been 13 years?
It's been a while.
Damn.
I just thought, for whatever reason, I was like, I think he's won another one.
Okay, how many majors does Jason Day have?
Just the one, right?
I don't think so. I feel like he won more than one.
Okay, what is it?
Maybe wrong.
Again,
Google it for
me. Let's look. No, he's just got the one.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it. I would have sworn he won more than one.
No, he just won the PGA. He's tied for second at the Masters. He's tied for the second twice at the U.S. Open and fourth at the British. Yeah, he won the PGA in 2015. The only...
Beat Keimer, I think.
That I don't remember, but I just knew... I remember him winning, but I don't remember who he beat.
All right. Guys, it is time for In the News. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
COVID numbers are not good today. I'm just warning you now.
God damn it.
And there was something else I wanted to tease ahead to. And that is... Well, we had more trouble down at the East Precinct last night.
It's not going well. Stop with the fires.
And we had a high speed chase. So,
where?
Cool. In the Northwest. Mm. Remember, In the News is Northwest news. It is.
Well, I understand.
Regional
that,
news.
Like a wee, you know. I was in a high speed chase once. Almost peed myself.
Were you?
Kind of scary.
What?
Yeah. Well, I was doing a ride along when we were on a high speed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I was trying to play it off like I was all cool, like I wasn't bothered by it. No, I was pretty terrified.
Riding in fast cars is not fun.
No.
I do not find that fun.
No.
Some people think it's exhilarating. I don't.
No. I was legitimately scared. We were triple digits on the shoulder of the 205 bridge. I was pretty terrified. And then the back streets, that was even worse. Because we were only going like 60 or 70, but you're going through just like neighborhoods. That also was...
Did you see the Backstreet Boys?
Was pretty... No, that would have been something. That probably would have alleviated of my fear.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, we're on the back streets, and there they are.
They're like, back streets, back. All right. No, that would have eased my fears a little bit.
You stop to watch, and they're like, oh, we better get back on the road.
I was always more of an NSYNC guy myself.
Were you?
New Kids, maybe.
In KOTB.
Yeah, yeah.
They were a big deal.
They were hanging tough. Oh, yeah, they were.
Big deal.
I did not go to that, but I think that was my sister's first concert. She loved the New Kids on the Block.
All right, in the news next, but first, Mike has SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
There it is.
It's a great tune.
Quiet Riot, man. Do you know this, Mike, at all, or are you too young?
I know this song. I don't know anything about Quiet Riot, but I know this song.
You really don't need to know much about Quiet Riot, but this song was great.
If I said to you, young Sparky Mike, Twisted Sister or Quiet Riot, what would you say?
I don't care.
Wow.
Well, okay.
They actually sing. They're not evil and growly enough for Mike. He prefers his angst a little more angry.
I just didn't listen to either, so I don't know.
Would you no, but like just your perception of which one was like bigger or better?
Twisted Sister.
Okay.
What my perception would be.
Twisted Sister bigger than Quiet Riot.
Because of D. Snyder.
D. Snyder is still relevant out there doing something, and
he's a radio guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hosting radio shows.
And he's done like Broadway shows, and you know, he's still
How about that guy?
He's still out there mixing it up.
By the way, Zach J. Johnson.
Sure.
You were talking about the other Zach Johnson.
Yeah.
He is a club pro. You know, at the PGA Championship.
Oh.
The top 20 club pros from the National Club Pro Championship get to play in the PGA Championship with all these boys.
That's why he's 15 over?
Well, he's a club pro. He's not a tour pro. He's obviously a great golfer, one of the best club pros in the country, but he's struggling this weekend Harding Park.
It does go to
15
show
over.
I mean, you play with that guy and he's the best golfer you've ever seen. And then he goes out and he's 15 over.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, right.
It's hard.
Exactly. And then Judd Gibb, I assume he's 21 over.
Probably the same thing.
And I think he's a club pro. Zach J. Johnson's a club pro in Utah. No, Judd Gibb, he's a tour pro.
Sorry, Judd. Not going so well.
Damn. It is August 7, 2020. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Today is one day and one day only. Oh. This is for Mike.
Normally, that's usually not a thing. Normally, there's multiple like national days.
Well, there are.
Oh,
but I only for the sake of, I'm giving this its own day.
Okay.
It's International Beer Day. And Mike's a big beer guy.
Yes, he is.
He loves his
beer.
We got
National IPA Day and International Beer Day back to back. It's a good week to be a craft beer fan.
If you could pick...
Mike's beer coming soon, although don't ask him for any because he'll be like, I don't know if I can get you one.
Somebody's bitter about that.
John asked me if you could just get an empty can and Mike couldn't commit to it.
I said, yeah, of course.
If you could pick one beer, this is for all of you. This is a question for all of you. If you could pick one beer and all other beers die,
wow.
So there's only one beer left.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Which beer do you pick?
Well, Mike is going to have to like rattle his head through this. I am a simple beer man. I am not super fancy. There is one beer that I go to. It is my go-to. It is my favorite. And it is just the simple, give me a McMenamin's Ruby. And I can drink that all day, every day. And I'm perfectly happy with it.
Okay. Isn't that too sweet though to drink all the time?
No, I like the sweet stuff.
Okay, that is a good beer. I like the Ruby beer. Mike's stumped.
I know, like that took me like 4 seconds
I'm
to come up
to
with.
I'm scared to answer this because I'm like okay. A couple of years ago, I would have instantly said Black Butte Porter by Deschutes.
Yeah, it's a great beer.
That was my favorite beer when I first moved here, but I've since been exposed to, since doing the podcast, so much great beer that I'm now rattling through all the ones that I've had that I like. You know, if it's only one for the rest of your life, do I really want a porter? Maybe an IPA or a pilsner, something easier to drink?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of thought process got to go into this.
I like the fruity beers.
Wait, you're punting?
No, I'm going to think about it.
Beers.
I'm telling you. I need an answer within the next five minutes.
Like, he can't handle it right now. His brain is shutting down.
I will give you an answer within the next five
Although
minutes.
Although I do respect a man who takes his time on... You can't just be willy-nilly about things like this.
Yeah.
Like you.
Unless you know... But that's the thing is I'm not willy-nilly. I know that that's... At any given time, if you presented me one, I would drink it.
You know what?
I
got it.
Oh, ooh, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a totally, you guys will not know this beer. I spent 4 months this year unable to stop buying it when I saw it on the shelf. It was that good. It's the Wander Brewing Correspondence Export Stout. That beer was incredible. Wander Brewing is up in Washington, and I could not stop drinking it. It was so easy to drink.
It's delightful.
It is a stout. Stouts are my favorite. And I was thinking along the lines of that, and I was like, man, that was the beer this year for me. I could not stop drinking it. So that's my answer.
You ever had that beer?
I haven't. I don't drink stouts. I'm not an IPA guy. I'm not a stout guy. I like light, drinkable summer beers, and I can drink them all year round.
9 new deaths of COVID.
That's not good.
In Oregon, 423 new cases today.
That's not trending in the right direction.
No, we say that every time it's over 400, and then it goes back to 200, and we feel good about it.
Yeah, but when you get to 9 deaths, and although I saw Texas the other day had like 300 and something.
Deaths?
Yeah, deaths
in one day.
We're averaging over 1,000 a day in the country.
So, Deb, you know Deb Burks.
I know Deb.
She wears the scarves, and she's on the coronavirus task force for the White House.
Yes.
She was on a conference call with local leaders, of which Oregon's local leaders were on there, and she issued a warning to Portland. She thinks that the COVID numbers for Portland are troubling.
Yeah.
So Portland was one of several cities nationwide that she issued warnings about: Omaha, Baltimore, Atlanta, Kansas City, Portland, and then Central Valley, California.
I've been reading that they're spreading from a lot of the urban areas, and they're getting out into the rural communities, and a lot of them aren't prepared to handle this. They have small hospitals, or they're just not.
Well, she was chastised by POTUS for saying that it's way more widespread now than when it first got around here.
Yeah,
because it's just popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
So that said, there are a lot of places that are doing much better. She says that they are seeing encouraging signs across the Sun Belt states.
Yeah.
And Arizona's numbers have come down quite a bit.
Well, I guess, you know, because a lot of those places that were getting hit really hard, it was a wake-up call, and I guess people started taking it seriously, and they were saying that if people will universally look at this and be like, you can tap this down if you kind of get everyone on board. Unfortunately, sometimes it takes a wake-up call, a big smack in the face to get a state to kind of realize, hey, maybe we should take this a little more seriously.
Three cities she mentioned that are doing what relatively well. Boston. You don't hear much about Boston in the COVIDs.
No, you don't.
Detroit. Chicago. And then she also mentioned a fourth city, Washington, D.C. So, and I remember Detroit was like early on in this. Detroit was...
Yeah, Detroit was in some
was
trouble.
Bad.
We're still, I mean, with the 339 deaths, if you... I got a map here. And as you scroll around, we're... I mean, we're one of the better states. I mean, you get some of the, like, the Montana only has, like, 70. But
70
I mean,
what?
70 deaths total.
Oh. But yeah, we're at 348.
Yeah, I mean, that's still pretty good when you look around the rest of the country. I mean, there's not many states that are doing better than that. So that's encouraging.
Did you see some of the cities that are going to extremes to enforce COVID protocol?
Yeah, was LA was turning off water?
Uh-huh. If you're having a big party, social gathering and stuff,
yeah,
they're going to hit your water and power.
Somebody's just in the middle, clip. Like you're fist bumping like jams, like boom, boom.
Dude.
And then they just shut you off?
That's what they said.
How hard
they're not messing around.
How hard do you have to be partying for you to just ignore that?
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we've all been there where you're like, we ain't stopping this party. You're just going to keep on going. You're going to plow right on through that. Like you go down to a construction site, you get yourself a porta potty. You're like, you're not drinking water anyways. Let's do this.
In perhaps the most striking example of a city's coronavirus response, Los Angeles sent police to a large house party in the Beverly Crest neighborhood after complaints from neighbors about the number of people there. Fox 11 Los Angeles sent a news chopper, the kind normally used to document high-speed car chases, to relay video of the party. Police sighted and impounded some of the cars in the area, but determined there were no noise violations and left. There was later a fatal shooting at the party, which prompted even more scrutiny of the incident.
Holy hell, what kind of party do you got going on? Now so we're shooting people?
In response to that, Eric Garcetti came out and said that private residents that repeatedly host large gatherings will have their power and water shut off.
Shut that down,
I guess. He's saying, look, these house parties are becoming the nightclubs.
Yeah.
Because the nightclubs aren't open. Yeah. So they're going up there and partying and fist pumping and
you have the water
doing drugs.
Just going around. Well, I'm surprised neighbors haven't done that because you just go out to someone's curbside and turn the water off.
You know, I'll tell you what.
You get a ranch. You know some crusty bastard out there is doing that. They're
I think there's probably a guy at the LA City or the County Water Department or whatever. District Water Department.
Sure.
This is his Super Bowl. He's like, oh my God, it's finally here. He gets to strap on his mace, on his belt, and he gets to go out and shut off somebody's water and be a hero.
They've got that little like T thing that you put in the ground and you turn the water valve.
His is special. Comes in like he carries it on his holster.
He's ready to go. Someone's saying they live in Scottsdale. They can confirm it is 10 times better than it was as far as people caring.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
See, if it gets wild, people will start caring.
Yeah, when you find out that you're like one of the three worst states and people are dying left and right and like the governor's like, we're running out of hospital beds. All of a sudden, people are like, fine, I'll care.
Yeah, but when you don't see it and you don't know a lot of people that have it, Americans just don't give a rip.
Sure. Well, and in some states, right, that have very little or counties that have very little. I don't know how it is, but earlier during this whole thing, I went down and visited a buddy of mine in Bend. And they didn't have a single death, and they had like 70 cases in the entire county. No one down there. They were like, what? It just wasn't a thing. Like, not because they didn't want it to be a thing. It just wasn't there. I don't know. Maybe it's gotten worse. I haven't heard
what's
happening down there, but there wasn't anything going on.
Yeah. That's when you relax, and then it could get bad. Anyway, you got to stay diligent, right?
Yes.
Let's talk riots and protests and stuff. Because it's no longer downtown. Like, they're moving around the city now.
It's evolved.
They're showing that it's not just the federal building downtown. It's it's elsewhere. And we'll tell you where they're meeting tonight, so you can be prepared. 447 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, a couple things here we didn't get to this week. Did you see why Lake Oswego was trending on Tuesday?
No, I don't think I did. Refresh me.
Well, you know, How do I put this delicately?
They've got a history. I think I might know where you're going with
yes.
this. Yeah, the lake, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all know.
Yeah,
I mean, we know. You live here for any length of time, you hear that.
Sure.
Somebody had a tweet, just some random gal on the tweets.
Okay.
Who said, my younger sister painted a sign on the front window of her house to show our support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Okay, I did see this. They got the response from the neighbor, right, about selling the home?
And was sent this in the mail from one of our neighbors, 100% on brand for Lake Oswego. And it reads, dear neighbor, we, your neighbors, appreciate that you have a strong political and social justice viewpoint and wish to communicate that to others via your window sign. The First Amendment gives you that right. We believe you've made your point. As tensions rise in our city, home is the safe and quiet place we wanted to return to after being at work. We want to come home to a beautiful street where neighbors care and support one another. We have three homes on our street that are trying to sell for the best price possible. Your sign is driving down interest to live on this street. Hence, our property values suffer, including yours. We feel you've made your statement and respectfully request you remove it and save your political viewpoint for inside your home. Homes are not made to be billboards. I think she means, or he yeah. means billboards, for our opinions. They are a place for families to rest, enjoy life, and feel safe. Thank you in advance for caring enough about the people you live side by side, especially with different viewpoints, by removing your sign. Signed, simply says, your neighbors.
Bravo! Bravo.
Lake Oswego.
Not tone deaf at all.
Not at all.
I kind of start off with like, we appreciate your message and the fact that you want it, and then they devolve into,
yeah.
it's hey, not a billboard, yeah, and it's driving down property values,
money.
And respect us, those that disagree with you. And
I appreciate your viewpoint, but my viewpoint is more important, so kiss my ass, and please take your sign down.
Yeah.
Classy.
Right. Yeah. Very classy.
I'm sure I would handle that just...
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would. It would go so well.
Well, by the way, they've left the sign up.
Yes.
Want to let you know that.
In a study development, I can only imagine that they didn't just immediately take it down and be like, you know what? Good points.
They're right.
They are right. Good points. Driving property values down.
Never thought about my property value.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to move into this neighborhood, but someone had the nerve to put up a sign in their window. Nope, can't do
Wasn't
that.
Wasn't it just like a paper sign?
Yeah, it was just a paper sign.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but every time I see like a sign like that, or you have like the American flag, like what's that one that all the hippies like? You know, you have that hippie sign.
Hippies.
Well, you know,
it's the flag that says like we believe all people are equal.
That's right. That
it's
that
like
one.
The writing all on each stripe.
Yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't say hippie sign, but you see that sign a lot in Portland. You know.
Okay.
Every time I see that, I'm like, oh, great, someone nice lives there.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know what that.
You know it. You haven't paid attention.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And people have, you know, some people have them just in their yards and stuff. And it's like, ah, oh, delightful.
Okay.
And then, you know, you see this and you're like, oh, love that.
Can I ask, does anyone know what the teddy bears in the window means?
Yeah, that
what
was
is
a.
That?
It was for a. All I know about it was for a kid's, like, scavenger hunt. When everybody was quarantined,
yeah.
it became a thing to put teddy bears in your window. So when you're out walking with your kids, it gives them something to see how many they can find and stuff, and get
okay.
them out and active. And everybody's participating.
Yeah.
And I'm sure somebody will yell at me on the text line and say that that's wrong. But when we had our little Multnomah Village place there for a bit, that was going on down there.
Okay.
And
because then I walk around in my neighborhood, you know, we see plenty of, you know, there's various signs and whatnot. It's a, I'd like to say that it's a mix, but it's really not. You kind of see one of the same thing over and over again. But you see a lot of the teddy bears, and I don't know what that is. And quite frankly, I found it a little creepy that there was always these teddy bears staring at me as I was cruising around. And I was like, that's gotta mean something, but I had no idea. So it's made for the kiddies.
Somebody said they just saw a sign in Southwest Portland and it said, do better, a-holes, just do better. And then it's got a black fist. Hilarious. And finally, Jason, the protests are getting wilder again.
Yeah.
This time they hit the East Precinct of the Portland Police Bureau again last night. They declared an unlawful assembly, multiple arrests, same thing. About 200 people gathered out there.
Trying to light fires again. And
throwing rocks, glass bottles. It's really getting wild.
Yeah.
And of course, there's no end in sight.
No.
Tonight they're meeting at Laurelhurst Park.
Oh. So. To plan the fires and whatnot?
I don't know. You know, they meet in one place and then they walk and it is, you know. Yeah. They're trying to show that it's not just downtown. They're trying to move around and.
Were they trying to move the protests around, or are they just trying to move the destruction around?
Well, the protests are started to be peaceful, and then as the night gets later,
yeah.
For some reason, there's this group of people that keeps coming out and doing stupid
stuff. I just feel like it's two different things. The violence and the...
Right, like the protests at some point, like we all know this point. Like when you're out and about with your buddies, right? The evening's going great. You're having a grand time. Maybe you've had some drinks, you know, a little nightlife, a little dancing, what have you. And then someone offers the secondary location. And then inevitably someone yells out, let's find some coke! And then the evening takes a hard right. And that's when things change. There is a decidedly different tone, and I feel like that's what's happening. There's peaceful protests. People are out there getting their message out, and that's good. I support that. Fighting for what they believe in, fighting for change, and then someone yells, let's get some coke, and then the hard right occurs.
And then people are like, well, that's just the police that are saying that. Can't believe them. No. And then other people will be like, well, this media is not, the liberal media, they're not reporting what's really happened. You know, it's just, you know, everybody's got hot takes.
Yeah.
You know. Again, I would like to repeat my stance that can a person be for all three things? One, Black Lives Matter movement and for it to resonate.
Yes.
Two, our city leadership to grow some balls and take care of anybody who is criminal or turns these violent. And three, the stupid feds to get the hell out of here.
No.
Well, three already happened.
You can't do that.
Can I be for all three things?
No, you can't.
Because I am.
You're canceled.
Canceled.
Apologize right now.
I'm sorry.
This guy says that's why I start my night with coke. Well, you know, change it up a little bit, right? I guess.
Yeah, what's the secondary location for someone who's already high on coke?
Well, I don't know. That's a curveball right there. That's you end up in some bad places. You end up down in the tunnels or something. I don't know.
All right, guys, we got to go. That's your In the News, August 7th. Can you believe it's August 7th?
I can.
Because yesterday was August 6th.
Huh? You got it.
2020. The Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. All the big sports news of the day when we return on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.